So February is all about brand foundations, and I'm going to be talking to you about the five steps that I broke down for this month's newsletter. If you're not in it, go to calibrito.com to sign up. And now let's go into these five steps, and then I'll break down the very first step for you this week. We know your brand is what other people say about it when we are not in the room. But we do have some degree of control over it, and it's called brand strategy. I am here to help you take back full control of your brand, to help you solidify your positioning in the market and occupy that special little corner in your ideal client's mind when they are in need of the services you provide. I am your host, Kelly Brito, and it's time to brand it up. Hey, welcome to the podcast. I'm Kelly Brito, your in-house branding expert, and my podcast is all about branding. I'm kind of going through a rebrand right now, so it's very light rebrand, but the name of the podcast is still up in the air, but because I really like Brand It Up, for now I'm sticking with it, just because, as you probably heard in the opening, I say it's time to brand it up. Well, anyway, let's go right into our content. Number one for brand foundations is defining your brand. And when I say define your brand, I'm not necessarily talking visuals. I'm talking about the deep stuff. So your brand mission, your brand values, your unique proposition, all those things are extremely important and should be lined up before anything else. So if you don't really have any idea what I'm talking about, I'm going to go into details for defining your brand in a second. But the second step is going to be establishing your brand story. We know that stories is what, how can I put this? It creates connections. Nobody has the same story out there, right? Even though we know that branding is many pieces of the puzzle working together to create your unique brand identity and personality, the mission, the visuals, everything together, your brand story is probably one of the most important things because it should come really naturally. And like I said, nobody has the same story. So it's important to choose this story very carefully and choose one story with one main message. Step number three is refine your brand voice. And here, your brand voice is going to be your brand personality and the tone that you use. It could be extremely fun but not silly, or it could be fun and silly, or it could be just more quiet, it could be moody. It really depends on your brand. Again, if you go back to your brand story, your message, right, your vision, your mission, all those things should inspire the tone of voice and the brand personality that you are building. And number four is going to be establish your brand's identity. And in terms of brand identity, because now we already working on the personality, the voice, the story, probably have our mission statement, all those nice things in place, it's much easier now to get an idea of what the brand's identity is, including the visuals. What colors are going to align with it? What colors are not going to align with it? So hopefully you understood. Again, number one, define your brand. Number two, establish your brand story. Number three, refine your brand voice. And number four, establish your brand's identity. And finally, number five is going to be connect with your audience. And I'm putting this in here because I feel the biggest brands in the market today know how to do this really well, which is not running around in so many platforms. Like Duolingo is really big on TikTok and they do a great job of staying there, creating for that platform and engaging with the audience in there. I'm running because I don't love using Instagram anymore, but I'm running a poll and between TikTok and Instagram, and I have 100% of voters on Instagram for me to create content on Instagram. I am focusing my efforts on Shorts and YouTube because I think that's a better, a better business platform, right? Because it's not so much social media. I don't have to be engaging. So everything is going to depend on your needs and your goals and what you want out of the platform. But I suggest you stick to one or two that you can actually maximize your time, create content specifically for it. And of course, I'm not saying that's the only places you should be, but what you're going to do is repurpose into all the other platforms. So connecting with the audience is a great way of putting in practice everything that you are developing. Your brand mission, sharing your story, establishing connection with your audience on a deeper emotional level. That's why it's so important today. Of course, I'm not saying don't have a newsletter, don't have a website, just focus on social media. I don't believe in that. But I do believe that whatever you choose is going to be your main focus for creating content for. So let's deep dive into defining your brand. Mostly when I say define your brand, I'm going to refer to it as a brand identity, but the whole identity of the brand, not necessarily the visuals or just, you know, like an audio or any other specific medium, but the whole identity in terms of how this brand is perceived. It is extremely important, of course, because once a brand has its unique identity, first of all, helps it stand out in the market, helps you build trust with your customers, really, and increases brand recognition, right? If we are not flip-flopping between colors, fonts, and tone of voice and messaging, but if we are cohesive, consistent with what we're putting out there in terms of how we talk, how we present ourselves, how often we are out there, the colors that we're using, all those stuff is going to increase the brand recognition, of course. Actually, it's one of the reasons why I just went back to my signature yellow color. It was just so known and it was so all over in terms of social media that I just readopted my old colors and my old picture. Become an important mechanism for generating sales. So once your brand is recognizable and people start trusting it, of course it's going to generate more sales. There are three main questions we could ask ourselves to start defining the brand if you don't know where to start. The values your brand stands for, not always the same values that you as a person stand for, in case this is for a personal brand. A brand is a brand, a person is a person. A personal brand does not mean that you are the brand, okay? So the values your brand will stand for, your brand's mission, and what makes your business unique. Once we are able to create a nice, concise statement around these things, we're going to be able to communicate these three things to our audience. This is going to create a clear and consistent brand identity. So we want to get really, really clear on those brand values, because that's going to be the basis for almost everything else, right? Keep a brand values statement, casual, authentic. And this is going to be a nice pathway to connect with the audience. Now, when I say authentic, I mean, we shouldn't get inspired by other brands out there. Let's just look inward and find our authentic values. And again, not that you necessarily are the brand, but you are creating the brand. And what is your brand going to stand for? What is your brand values going to be? And once we have our values in place, we want to go and create the brand mission statement. If you don't have a brand mission statement, it's nothing huge, but we should at least know where we are going. Having this kind of statements on our websites or on a piece of paper is actually going to give us material to always stay on brand with our purpose, with what we are doing, what we're trying to achieve. We're going to create products and services that align with this mission, because it's what we are trying to accomplish on a bigger picture with our brand, what we are standing for, we are here to do. And I think the good questions are, what solutions do I offer to my customers? Why should my audience trust my business? What makes my brand unique? What am I trying to accomplish with this business, with this brand? And what difference is my brand striving to make in the world? So once we have all those answers, it's going to be really easy, or it should be easy, to create your mission statement. One of the most important questions that we could ask ourselves is, what makes my business unique? Because this is going to push us on the positioning front, right? The value proposition and positioning front. And positioning is all about how you want people to perceive your brand. And your value proposition is a statement, or it's all about how your products or services are different from the competition. So there are many water out there, like, right, like Poland Spring, I don't know, so many ones. What makes them different? The packaging, the place where they are gotten from, the process they go through, or the little minerals that are very specific that they have in them, or it's actually the price point. Is it where, I don't know, is it international product? It's none of the above, but there is something special on how they are produced and made. What is that water offering the audience that is different from all the others? That's a value proposition. And it applies to services as well, of course. And in terms of services, it could be how is your process different from everybody else? Everybody else is out there. How is your, because there are, let's say coach, because so many coaches today. So how is your process different from other coaches? How is the results different from other processes? Like so many life coaches, how is your result going to be different? What is the process that is different? It's faster, is more participative, whatever it is, that's the value proposition. And then the positioning is going to be, let me see how I can put this for you. So the value proposition is how your service and product is different from everyone else's and why it's different. And then our positioning, or the positioning statement that you create from it, it's going to be a statement directed at the target market, at your audience, and where we're going to be highlighting the strength and the unique value of all those points that we had in place for our products or services, right? So value proposition is how your services or products are unique and why they're unique. And then your positioning, we're going to create a statement where we're going to be able to communicate the uniqueness of our products or services in a light, in a manner that is going to make our audience perceive it in a certain way, right? It's going to create a certain image in the audience's mind. That's pretty much what I have for this topic today. I'm trying to keep the podcast really nice and short. If you go to calibrito.com, you're going to find this post, or you can follow me on Medium. I post a lot and I'm very active on medium.com. And you can find me at hellocalibrito.medium.com. You can actually find me at hellocalibrito everywhere, including YouTube. So follow me on YouTube, because the podcast is going to be on YouTube, and I make shorts of this podcast, and I make shorts out of all my blog posts as well. So I have a lot of shorts planned out, recorded, edited, and it's going to make your life much easier because they're easy to digest. 60 seconds, you get the message, we're done. And if you want this content before anyone else, just go to calibrito.substack.com. And subscribe, because you're going to be getting the podcast and the 5-step branding in your inbox before everybody else. I hope you enjoyed all of this beautiful stuff. If you need help with brand strategy and brand design, go visit my Etsy shop. It's packed of super budget-friendly goods, because that's how I roll, and that's my purpose, is to help entrepreneurs on a budget. So go to my Etsy shop, get all the strategy and design goods. And I'll see you on the next episode, where we're going to be talking about brand story. Okay, until then, keep branding with purpose. Ciao, ciao.